This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Even before the pandemic, online therapy and therapy apps were booming. With the stresses of the pandemic, companies offering mental health services are finding a surge in new interest. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports.
6 years ago, Jennifer from Milwaukee started therapy to treat her anxiety in person. She didn't want to do online stuff.
Absolutely not. I feel like a big part about therapy is being able to see someone and be in the same room.
When the COVID-19 pandemic hit, her therapist moved their sessions to video. As soon as she can, Jennifer wants to go back to meeting her therapist in person. But for now, a few weeks in, video works. And it has to. In the era of shelter in place, online therapy has become the norm. For therapist Cheryl Aguilar, the transition has been a piece of cake. Back in 2015, the organization she worked with got a grant to do free video therapy sessions for Spanish-speaking immigrants.
This is a safer way for people to be able to feel connected. We have seen that highly stigmatized communities like the LGBT community that we were serving in Washington, D.C., felt more comfortable doing it this way.
With a global pandemic, an unprecedented economic crisis, uncertainty, it's no surprise that remote therapy is on the rise.
We believe that therapy should be anonymous, stigma-free, simple, affordable, and comfortable.
That's an ad for the online therapy company Talkspace. It's seen a 65% increase in users in the last month or so. Talkspace, BetterHelp, and Pride Counseling promise to match clients to online therapists for as little as $40 a week. That's a lot less than in-person therapy, especially for those without insurance. But for many Americans facing deep economic uncertainty, that's still a lot of money.
Did you know that people are 3 times more likely to open up to an AI bot than a real therapist?
That's the claim made by artificial intelligence therapy platform WISA, which has also seen a big increase in users with COVID-19-related stress. WISA offers regular online therapy, but its basic free plan lets you just text a bot, a penguin. He gives mental health exercises and tips. Still, artificial intelligence is where some in the mental health community draw the line. Therapist Catherine O'Connor says, sure, a bot can help with wellness tips, but
the human connection is, I think, one of the most healing for change and growth.
If you can afford that right now. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.